Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and Lifestyles Weight Management Specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host, Kim McPherson, along with Dr. Wes Ward. He is back this week for us for another exciting episode. And today we are going to talk about back to school, setting up for success with a healthy meal plan. So yeah, all the kids are getting back to school now here in our town. The kids started back this week. And many other cities across the U.S. have started back to school. So we want to talk about that. Now that school is back in session for most of the kids and families, it can be hard to find a routine that works. Things are more hectic now. You've got to be more on a schedule. So we're going from the lazy days of summer, not having any type of schedule, not an academic schedule, no extracurricular activities such as any practices, games, things of that. So we're back to into these busy, sometimes hectic schedules. And often when life gets busy, the first thing we do is neglect ourselves. This is especially true when it comes to being healthy. With a hectic schedule, it is so easy to forego the healthy, nutritious meals at home. This might help the schedule, but it wreaks havoc on the waistline as well as our budget. So how do you transition to the hectic school schedule and still keep a healthy meal plan? To say nothing of our insanity. Anyways, well, that is what we're going to discuss today. How to stay on track in the midst of a busy school season. So here are some tips to help you have a healthy meal plan. First off, make it a family affair. Often when we are trying to lose weight or create a healthy lifestyle, we see it as a solitary pursuit. We think weight loss is for us and not the rest of the family. But for you to be successful, this really needs to be a family affair. Chances are, if you are struggling with obesity, others in your family are as well. And even if they are not, they still will benefit from the healthy meal plan. So do not cook multiple meals. Create healthy meals for everyone. No separate eating plan for you and them. Now your kids or spouse may not need to lose weight, that is fine, but they still can eat the same foods without counting calories or carbs. Exert the most control over the meals that you can. So with your schedule, it may mean your family is home for breakfast. You can pack a lunch, or they may have to eat out, or you may have to eat out a few meals a week. That is okay. But if that's the case, then make sure meals that you do have at home are healthy ones. If everyone is home for breakfast, plan to get up 15 minutes early and have a healthy breakfast instead of just grabbing the Pop-Tarts and the chocolate milk. Bake a healthy breakfast casserole over the weekend that can be eaten with fresh fruit during the week. Oatmeal and fruit is also a healthy breakfast option. You can find recipes for healthy breakfast sandwiches or breakfast wraps. Just try to watch out for things like sausage and bacon and try to incorporate fruit as often as possible. When it comes to packing lunches, this is an easy place to make healthy choices for you and your family. Instead of packing those chips, choose a mix of fruit and veggies, or even veggie straws if they want that crunch with their lunch. There's all kinds of ways to pack healthy lunches for you and your kids, and it not only saves money, but calories as well. And one of the favorite things I love to do for those breakfast sandwiches is do like the, you know, like the English muffin sandwiches with the egg and just do ham. And you can make them in advance. You wrap a wet paper towel around them, and then you put them in foil in a freezer bag, and you can freeze them. Then all you have to do is pull them out, take the foil off, leave the towel on, pop them in the microwave for a couple minutes, and you've got breakfast. The reason for the wet towels, it keeps the bread from drying out. But that's a great grab-and-go option if you are rushing to get the kids out after school.
So that's right. You know, there's just all kinds of ways that we can be creative in coming up with healthy meal choices. Like Kim said, especially for those times when we are at home. But if you do have to eat out, which, you know, that may be reality. If you're running from two or three activities after school and taking this kid over there and picking this one up from here, and then you're racing to another practice, then you may have to just grab something while you're out. But when you do that, try to make healthy choices. Most fast food restaurants have healthy choice options on their menu. And while you can't control every aspect of that meal, it's always better to make a healthy choice than to go with just burger and fries. And, you know, we've talked about this in other podcasts that so often when we do eat out, even if it's we're grabbing and going, we want to reward ourselves. It's an easy time to say, oh, it's been so crazy. It's a crazy day. I'm taking the kids 73 different places. I deserve, and you fill in the blank. But be careful of that temptation. You know, we want you to make a healthy choice and a healthy choice for your kids if they are having to eat out. Because even though, you know, kids, especially if they have a high metabolic rate, they tend to be thin anyway. Yeah, it doesn't seem to hurt them, right? To let them eat whatever at the fast food restaurant and then you make a healthy choice. But I really want to encourage you, don't do that. Encourage them to make healthy choices as well. They'll benefit, especially if they're in a lot of activities, from the nutritious meal as far as, you know, maybe apples instead of, you know, fries or whatever. The other thing to remember about, hey, we're going to just grab that hamburger and fries at the fast food restaurant, is most of those meals, hamburger, fries, drink, whatever, generally fall into that category of containing up to about 1,000 calories. And that's half the calories that most people should eat if they're not trying to lose weight. And so be careful, because grabbing on the go can be a really easy place where you can totally sabotage your meal plan real quickly and consume a lot of calories. So decide in advance, you know, that if we do have to grab fast food, let's make it a healthy option. You know, another thought with this is that we are seeing increasing rates of childhood obesity. And so I really encourage you people out there listening with kids, it's your responsibility to instill healthy lifestyle choices into your children now. And if you do that and you teach them how to eat healthy and how to make healthy choices, I promise you down the road, they'll thank you. And it will, because if you don't teach them, who's going to, right? It's our responsibility as parents. I just want to encourage you to do that. Find ways to involve them in the choice, but encourage them to make healthy choices so that they can start creating healthy patterns early. The fourth tip that we have for you today is trim the schedule. You know, if you're racing from five different activities every night, 5 days a week, and we're rushing home and we're helping the kids with homework after we've done baseball and soccer and all these different things, and then we're trying to get everybody to bed by 11, and then you're going to bed at midnight, and then everybody's back up at 6 to start this entire process over again, that's a very, very unhealthy lifestyle to live, right? We're not getting enough sleep. We're not consuming good foods. And so sometimes we do need to look at, okay, what are those things that are most important? You know, unfortunately, most of our kids aren't going to win tons of scholarships for playing baseball, soccer, and they're probably not going to end up at the Olympics, you know, for whatever sport they're in. So sit down as a family, evaluate those things that we can do that are most important, and put those on the schedule so that we can kind of have a healthy balance between all those activities, but still having family time and nutritious meals at home and just spending that time together. You know, most families are running around consumed with so many activities that they do barely spend any time together. And they're filling themselves up with high fat fast foods 5 nights a week. And after months and years of this type of schedule, your body will not thank you for the abuse, right? So take some time to just evaluate that schedule. Are we taking time for healthy meal planning? Are you spending time together as a family, making meaningful memories around nutritious meals? These are just a few things that you might ask yourself when kind of evaluating if you are burning the candle at both ends and recognize, hey, we have too much on the schedule. We're neglecting our health. We've got to trim some things back. These are some important questions to ask that hopefully will help you in making some of those decisions. So hopefully you're now armed with some helpful tips for managing your busy schedule while at the same time enjoying a healthy meal plan. You know, your health and the health of your family are important. They're valuable resources. So we encourage you to invest in them because the rewards are going to pay off for years to come. So if you are out there, you're listening to our podcast, let us hear from you. Feel free to reach out to us through our website. You can email us through the website. You know, we're really fortunate. We have people listening to our podcast all over the place, all over the country, all over the world. We would love to hear from you. So shoot us an email. Reach out to us. Also, we have a free gift for you. If you are out there and you say, you know, that's great. Where do I start? How do I get started with weight loss? What's the first step? Well, that's a great question. We have a marvelous resource that we've put together to answer that question. It's our free weight loss success guide. You can download it directly from the homepage of our website at www.awaytolose.net. Just click on the little box in the middle of the page. It takes you to where to download that resource, and it'll help you kickstart your weight loss journey. So if you've not taken the time to go get your free guide, go do that today.
Thank you all for joining us for today's episode. We hope you gained valuable information to help you along your weight loss journey, and we will see you next time. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is awaygh-tolose.net. And don't forget, you also download your free weight loss success guide today.